Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You have to work really hard to be a Democrat and not look stupid. I take that back. Because actually, there is no amount of work that can accomplish that. If you are a Democrat today, you are stupid. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I know what some of the people out there are thinking. The weak needs this. I know what you're thinking. You're saying, Kevin, that's not going to make you any friends. You're right. And so others are, well, Kevin, you know, you're not going to get your show expanded if you keep saying what? The truth? Ask me if I care. I don't. Look, if it's just us, I'm cool with it. Are you? I mean, yes, you will hear me complain. Yeah, we need more coverage. Why? Because the truth needs to get out. But if this is it, it's okay. I'm cool, baby. I know there are a lot of people out there. I'm big in the underground. They're probably shadow banning my real reach just because they can keep my paycheck from growing. You know, these ads that we get that you listen to that are so annoying during the show. I get it. But you know what? They pay the bills. But anyway, look, if the truth stops me from being put out there, so be it. What I'm telling you is a fact. To be a Democrat today, you have to be a brain-dead moron that has no conscience. You have to be evil to your rotten core. You have to ignore the truth in ways that you cannot possibly live to. I tell them all the time, live your lie, you stooges. I'm not going to cut back on my criticism of Democrats when I watch them roll out people like Joe Biden, a brain-dead moron, cheat him into office. Now they want to take a dude who had a stroke, who looked like freaking Sling Blade, during the debate. Oh, yeah, I have the guts to say what he looked like. Look at Fetterman when his mouth is closed and he's kind of making his jaw go. He looks like Billy Bob Thornton in Sling Blade. If I'm lying, I'm dying. That's what he looks like. Look, I don't need any new friends. Not dismissing any of you who want to be my friends, but I don't need. I have enough friends for 10 lifetimes, and I'm not even exaggerating that. And when I talk about friends, I mean true blue, bail you out of jail, come ready to fight. I have those friends. Loan you money, give you money. I have true blue, enough for 10 lifetimes. And I certainly don't need any leftists, and I use my finger quote, friends, because as I've explained to people many times, if you have a leftist friend, you don't have a friend. If you say to me, Kevin, I got lots of friends and they're leftists, I hate to break the news to you, but I'm going to do it because I'm about to preach up in here. You don't have any friends. So here's my thing. I'll leave reaching across the aisle to the others. I'll leave the balanced discussion about left and right to the others, because you know what? This show, the Kevin Jackson Network, and me, Kevin Jackson, are dedicated to telling you the truth. 844-551-8255. A bridge collapsed during construction. And what a metaphor. It hit me. Build back better. This bridge had been unoperational since 2016. And sometime between then and the coup, they decided, I think it was 2021, they decided to start building the bridge. Yeah, isn't that a great way? The Democrats, we're building a bridge. So they start building. This is in Kansas City, Missouri. You can look it up. So they start building the bridge in 2021, in the year of the demented Lord, Joe Biden. The year of the coup began, and so, as fitting, build back better, what happens? They're a year into construction, sound familiar? A year more into construction, on a bridge that they thought they would finish in 2023, and what happens? It collapses and it kills one of the people underneath there. You should see you have to look at it. I don't know how you repair that. It, all the rebar and stuff. All I can tell you is people should be fired, but they probably won't be. If they run it like the Biden administration, there'll be a big cover-up. Everybody will pass the buck. I read the story that there were multiple contractors working on the deal. Well, now there's a lot of finger-pointing. So it's just like the Democrats and the Uniparty in Congress. They'll point the finger at each other. Nobody will be made to pay for it except, anybody want to guess? The taxpayers. Oh, and that family of the guy who died when tons of concrete fell on him. Yep, perfect metaphor for Joe Biden. A bridge collapsing. Because you know what he was supposed to do? In the coup, he was supposed to be building a bridge between the people that did the coup and the people of us, the election deniers, to at least say, you know what, okay, we cheated you. But you know what we're going to do? We're going to give you a seat at the table. We're going to listen to you. We're going to do things. And you know what Joe Biden did? Absolutely none of it. I'm going to play a clip in the next segment from Larry Kudlow where he talks about the Biden administration. You got to hear this. What they Kamala Harris blaming the lack of education of our kids on school buses. Now, while we're on that subject, Joe Biden he's spending $5 billion so we can get EV school buses, electronic vehicle school buses. I'm sorry. Yeah. Battery powered. Is that right? Yeah. I think that's what EV is. Yeah, because see, that's important to the education of our kids. We've got to get rid of these diesel buses. We'll talk about that in a bit. Elon Musk took over at Twitter. That's got to scare the living daylights out of the Democrats. He entered the Twitter building. Some described it as a meltdown. I'm not sure how. L.A. Times op-ed said, had a title of an article, How Elon Musk Could Shut Down Free Speech. The man who overpaid for that trash, Twitter, who's wanting to return the platform to free speech, and now the left are telling you what they already, you know, about themselves. They shut down free speech, so they accuse the guy who buys the place, who wants to bring back free speech, of being the person who wants to shut down free speech. And I know you're following me on that. That was one of the stories that came out last week. Herschel Walker said to have impregnated another woman. What's the new count? If I were Herschel, I would take credit for all the babies born during my college years, and I would make a joke about it. He kind of did. He said, oh, by the way, I shot JFK, too. Lots more to talk about, folks. Lots of craziness by leftists. Keep it.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You would see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Somebody did a mashup of the Biden administration lies. I think you'll be able to follow it because, you know, what they're doing is showing kind of a before and after thing. It's a couple minutes. It's worth hearing because it's a reminder of all the things that Biden's lied about. And this doesn't include the lies that, you know, of his grandpa being all-American and stuff like that, the stuff he lies about routinely. This is kind of the big stuff, and it still doesn't get everything, but it'll give you an idea. And I like playing these because they are a reminder of why Democrats are bonehead, brain-dead morons if they want to stick with this party. And this is the guy they want to call their leader. You're listening to Kevin Jackson, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And if you are one of these bonehead, brain-dead leftists, call me. Call me. You want to debate? Call me. You know what's funny? I put this call out periodically and say, bring me your best and brightest. Bring them together as a group. Get 5 or 10 of them. All professors, PhDs, doctors, like Dr. Jill. Bring them all to the program. I will happily kick their butt. You know why they don't come? I'm going to tell you right now, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. They don't come because they don't want me playing the clip over and over and over of me whooping that head. That's why they won't come. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them. Video would be worse. Video would be worse. By the way, that's the reason why all these people, Kevin, I'm going to come there and kick your butt. You know, they give me the death threats or the I'm going to kick your butt threats. And I say, well, come bring it. Come on and bring it. You know why they don't show up? It's a very simple formula. I tell them, you sign a waiver, you agree that I can put it on film, and we'll see whose butt gets kicked. Again, welcome, folks. So let's play this clip. I want to let you hear the Biden administration lies. I think that I don't know who did this mashup. It may have been a Media Research Center, and I want to make sure guys like that get credit because they do great work. Here's the mashup.
You're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations.
Vaccinated people do not carry the virus, don't get sick.
Getting those shots out for 5 to 11-year-olds is going to provide a lot of comfort to American families.
Horses barely running them over, people being strapped.
A horrific video of the CBP officers on horses using brutal and inappropriate measures against innocent people.
We have a secure border.
The border is, in fact, secure.
The border is closed. The border is secure.
The border is secure. The border is closed. We've been unequivocal in that.
On the issue of Afghanistan. And to that end, we have seen a successful drawdown of the embassy.
I think it's irresponsible to say Americans are stranded. They are not.
This is Jim Crow on steroids, what they're doing in Georgia. This is all about keeping working folks and ordinary folks that I grew up with from being able to vote.
The reconciliation package would cost $0.
The cost of these bills in terms of adding to the deficit is zero.
Some have expressed publicly that they're not comfortable with 3.5, even though zero costs $0.
Zero. Zero. Zero.
This bill is fully paid for and will not raise taxes on anyone making less than $400,000 a year.
Let me say that again. Be crystal clear. No one making less than $400,000 a year will pay a single additional penny in tax for all these things that were in the Build Back Better plan.
If you're a husband and wife, school teacher, and a cop, you're paying at a higher rate than the average person making $1 billion a year is.
My plans do not add to inflationary pressures.
The Build Back Better agenda will help reduce inflation, will help cut costs for the American people.
If we pass the other two things I'm trying to get done, we will, in fact, reduce inflation.
Inflation is going to come down next year. Inflation will come down next year. These inflation rises will be transitory, that they will come back down next year.
There's nobody suggesting there's unchecked inflation on the way. No serious economists.
We know a lot of folks are struggling with inflation, driven by Putin's war in Ukraine and the global pandemic.
The greed of meat conglomerates. You could call it corporate greed, sure. You could call it jacking up prices during a pandemic.
Even if we drilled as much as we could, the price of oil is still set globally.
There's no amount of domestic production we can do to reduce or eliminate our vulnerability as a country to that volatility.
We brought down the cost of energy. Wages have gone up higher, faster than inflation.
We have a lower inflation rate than most any other nation in the world.
The idea that two quarters of negative GDP growth is a technical definition of a recession is wrong.
I don't expect a recession.
Right now, we don't see a recession. Right now, we're not in a recession right now.
Virtually nothing signals that this period in the second quarter is recessionary.
No one is predicting a recession now.
What we have seen over the course of the last year plus in the United States is a historically strong economic recovery, and that has been supported by this president's economic policies.
I don't even know where to start. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson here. It was a little longer than I thought it was, but it was worth it. Want to recap? Get the shot, you won't get COVID. Get vaccinated, you won't get COVID. You know, CDC, WHO, FDA, all the three-letter initial agencies, somebody gets COVID. They're all vaccinated, they get COVID. You want to know what else you notice about COVID? Look at the people who are dying that you're seeing in the news. 55-year-old died, went off through a car, did this. A guy died on air the other day.
Some young actress that was in some reality TV show died. They, you know, sudden adult death syndrome. They will not tell you how they died. So a couple of them I looked in there. Oh, suicide. Yes, yeah, suicide, probably because of the vaccine, like all the side effects. It looks like it's a harmless thing. No. Don't think it's harmless. They're dying because they got vaccinated. But these guys, oh, get vaccinated. You're not even going to get sick. You never go to the hospital. Life's going to be good. Then the next thing, the CBP, all these border patrol, they attack these people, these Haitians on horseback. It was a lie. They tell us the border is secure. Mayorkas used the term unequivocal. He's saying there is no doubt it's secure. And we have a largest flood of immigrants, of illegals, into this country in our history under Biden. They called the exit from Afghanistan successful, and then Psaki had the nerve to say no Americans were left stranded. Joe Biden, again, racializing, dividing. There's Jim Crow laws in Georgia, like people can't vote in Georgia. You know, I'm so sick of these people using black folks. I'm not going to try to protect black leftists. If they're too stupid enough to vote for Democrats, that's on them. But are you kidding? Then what about reconciliation? Cost Americans billions of dollars. It'll be costly. Nobody is going to cost anybody a dime. Anybody making under $400,000 is not going to affect your taxes. Does it need to affect your taxes when your inflation is practically, you know, eating up 30 to 40% of the money you were spending before? What taxes, how does that tax fall under you? Inflation, he says, build back better will reduce inflation. Inflation will come down next year. It'll be down next year. They said this last year. Where's inflation this year? Anybody want to take a guess? Exactly opposite of what they said. It's up, not down. Nobody's suggesting that inflation is going to increase, Joe Biden said. No serious expert. Then, when inflation increases, you know what they say? It's Putin. It's corporate greed. The price of oil, they say, he doesn't impact that. It's set globally. It's not his fault. No amount of domestic production could reduce that. How insane is that? Then, what's the definition of a recession? Do I really need to go on? I don't think so.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Chief Justice John Roberts temporarily blocked the Democratic-led House committee from obtaining Donald Trump's tax returns, issuing an administrative order suggesting the Supreme Court won't act on the former president's emergency plea to shield his finances from congressional investigators until after next week's midterm elections. Powerball fever is continuing to sweep the nation. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry explains.
There were no big treats from the Halloween night Powerball drawing, as none of the tickets sold matched all six numbers. This means the next drawing Wednesday night will be for a massive $1.2 billion jackpot, the fourth largest in history.
The cash payout would be just under $600 million. The drawing set for 10:59 p.m. Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out, while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We'll get to some of the election stuff today, like Fetterman, maybe Stacey Abrams. They're all in desperation mode. Even Whitmer should be scared to death. Hochul, I watched some of her outtakes from her stuff. She's a train wreck. If I lived in the state of New York and you told me you're a governor and you're going to arbitrarily lock us down, you would mandate vaccine. That's what she said, by the way. You don't have to believe me. Let's play the clip because I don't think I'm going to cover it much more than that.
You've been an election denier, a climate change denier. You and Donald Trump were the masterful COVID deniers. We are dealing with a real crisis. And the more people get vaccinated, get those shots in arms, and I would do it all over again what I did last year, that mandate for health care workers.
That mandate for health care workers. Keep in mind the Supreme Court or somebody there, I think it was a SCOTUS, ruled that they couldn't do that. All those people that got fired in New York, they had to reinstate them and give them their money back. This is what I told everybody. If you just hold on, you'll get a free vacation. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So anyway, that was Hochul. Fetterman, what a train wreck he was for the Democrats, and what a train wreck all these people are. They are full court press. They really believe themselves to be on the side of righteousness. You climate deniers, you election deniers. You mean the people who actually have sanity in this country, they want us to be the buffoons. Here's what I say to Hochul. I would gladly debate you on election denial or climate denial or crime denial or border denial. Give me all your denials. Denial. It's not just a river in Egypt. I'm happy to take them all on. I throw the gauntlet down. I'll come to you. You come to me. Doesn't matter. I will debate leftists anytime, anywhere. As long as we have full video, etc., I'll debate them. I'll debate them with their hostile audience. Here's what I can tell you. I've done it before. You give me your hostile audience, I will turn 30% of that audience in my favor. I'm talking about 100% dyed in the wool against the policies that we espouse. I will turn 30% of that audience over practically instantly. And inside of their heads, I'll turn 98% of them. 30% of them will openly go, well, you're right about that. You're right. Oh. And you want to know why I know? Because I've done it.
I did it in Florida. Hostile black audience. 30% of the people were vocal. Like, oh, shoot, man, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Then I went out into the lobby, and all these people were coming up to me going, man, I ain't going to lie, man. I didn't say nothing, but you, man, you were spot on. I go, I know I am. I'm not trying to be flippant, but I know I am. You know why I know? Because I don't have an agenda. I want what's best for you, your children, your grandchildren. I want you to own businesses. I want you to feel differently about this country. See, because if somebody can get in your head and make you hate something, they can get in your head for anything. And that's why these knuckleheads are, yeah, go ahead, give me a vaccine. Okay, so what else is going to give me, you know, Guillain-Barre and all this other stuff? Oh, so what? My heart will explode while I'm doing nothing. A dude died on the radio doing a show just like this. Just whoop. Now you could say, well, Kevin, at least he died doing what he loved. Really? That's what he loved? Look, I like you, and I like doing radio, but don't get it twisted. I don't love it. I don't like it. I love it. Uh-oh. No, I don't love it. I like it because I know what it's doing. I know the potential of it. I love the results, but I don't love the job. No. There's much more I'd rather be doing. That's okay, though. Anyway, I want to cover Biden's Russia strategy fail. Here's what one guy wrote. Democrats are going for the jugular. This time it's against members of their own party. The infighting comes as these progressive Democrats sent a letter to Biden demanding that he explore diplomacy to help end Biden's Russia war with Ukraine. The letter asked Biden to look into incentives to end hostilities, including some form of sanctions relief for Russia. Let me tell you what they're saying without saying it. They're saying Joe Biden's foreign policy as it relates to Russia has been an utter failure. You want to know what it's done? Joe Biden created a war that didn't need to be created. That's number one. He essentially told Putin, go in, get the territory you want, and it's okay. And he said it in a brain fog. See, he said what never should have been said by a head of a state. He never should have said that. You don't tip your hand like that. Even if you believe Putin should go in there, you should never do that. He created the war. Then we get millions of Ukrainians who are on the run. Do you hear any of these refugee stories? Have you seen one sad "Heart of an Angel" commercial about these Ukrainians? Now, I don't stay up watching late night TV, so I could be wrong. But I'll tell you this. If this were Trump's war, they'd be showing you devastation. They'd be showing you people in tattered clothing going into Poland, begging for, oh, please let us in. Would you please let us into your country? We need help, whatever. Help us, please. And they would be showing you Ukrainians, begging for stuff. They'd be showing you Russians saying, we need to get out of this war. Putin is crazy, man. Then Trump's bad for letting it happen and stuff. You'd be hearing all kinds of crap. Do you hear any of it? The estimate is 12 million Ukrainians on the run from Russia. We were told, I'm just giving you some of the propaganda. Russians are shooting everybody. Anything that moves gets shot. Interesting. Well, how is it that they continue to operate? There's still so many people there. I mean, I would be curious about this. Just asking simple questions. But here's I go back to what I said a second ago. Where are all the horror stories? Joe Biden created a war. Russia is prosecuting it. They can't sell us on the idea that Putin's really bad. He's losing. He was supposed to be dead. Then he's supposed to be losing. Putin's losing. He's lost ground, etc. And now what are the Democrats? Hey, listen, will you please go in there? Please, it's a matter of urgency. Will you relieve the sanctions on Russia? Yeah, that's going to really send a great signal to Putin that he did the wrong thing. Let's relieve the sanctions. The Guardian wrote this. The blowback from Democrats was so intense that within hours of the letter being dispatched, its lead signatory, the chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, Pramila Jayapal, was forced to issue a, quote, clarification.
Let me be clear. We are united as Democrats in our unequivocal commitment to supporting Ukraine in their fight for their democracy and freedom in the face of the illegal and outrageous Russian invasion. And nothing in the letter advocates for a change in that support. Oh, except for everything that the letter advocated for. Please, Putin, please, we're losing face in America. You're gaining ground. What's going to happen if this evil, you know, communist regime gains ground in Ukraine? Well, I don't know. Same thing that's happening to this evil communist regime that's gaining ground in the United States? They said the original letter was signed by several of the most prominent left-wing Democrats in the House, including the so-called squad. Ocasio-Cortez, Ilhan Omar, Ayanna Presley, and Rashida Tlaib. Jamie Raskin, a member of the House committee investigating the January 6th farce, was also among the 30. So what they're all... See, recall that Ocasio-Cortez got accosted at her town hall for sending continual money to Ukraine and propagating a war. If you wanted to ask, oh, are the Democrats, Kevin, are they seem so united. They're so united in everything that they did. No, they're not. They're in complete disarray. Let me tell you, let me give you some stuff here real quick. Democrats can't stand Joe Biden. There's a whole faction. You think the Lincoln Project doesn't like Trump? There are Democrats in that party that make the Lincoln Project look like Boy Scouts. They hate Joe Biden. Can't stand him. What do you think they think about Kamala Harris? You think, is she even being mentioned in the presidential picture? Of course not. They can't stand her. Sister girl is an idiot and they know it. Who do they like? What do you think they agree on the border? You think they agree on energy? Let me tell you, the majority of Democrats right now who are putting $7 gasoline in their cars are saying, who is this clown we put into office? They don't care winner, fair or unfair. They want him gone. Why do you think Joe Biden's having to make decisions about, am I going to run in 2024? I've already given you the answer. Joe Biden will not, 100% certain, will not be the Democrats' nominee in 2024. I'd be willing to bet everything I own on it. Not going to happen. But who are they going to get? Anyway, this letter shows you exactly how ineffective leadership deals with stuff. Do you think any of this would be going on if this were Trump, folks?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airline.
guys have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
How can we be right on so much, yet these idiot leftists act as if they're the sane ones? I mean, that's the question, right? A 5-year-old can see the logic of our reasoning. It's not that difficult. Yet adult leftists can't.
That's what we should be focused on, because that means you are getting an education mind screw, a media mind screw, a political establishment mind screw of the highest order, because there's no way you can miss this. Folks, we don't use enough brain to have to dig deep into these issues of why do we protect children? Why do we not take people off of death row? Why do we not release dangerous criminals into society? Why do we not let people whom we haven't looked at to determine if they're up to no good cross our borders when we have a legal immigration system? Why do you keep trying to take away guns from people when the crime rate is through the roof? Why? Because your idiotic policies want to get rid of cops. I could go on, but I want to just say welcome. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to it. It's the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hochul. The governor of New York said, we played the clip earlier, I would do it all over again. I'd mandate vaccines, knowing the data, though, here's the word, the science. She's been told you got to reinstate everybody because some court said you can't do what you did to people. The very people that tell you, it's my body, I can do what I want to. She says, and through her own lips, I'd do it all over again. I would mandate that you have to get a shot if you're a healthcare worker. You know what? If I were a healthcare worker at the time, I would have said, you can mandate whatever you want. I would have gotten a union of us and said, let's leave. Let's let them figure out what they're going to do without us. See, there are certain things that if you stick together, they can't do anything about you. One is, you want to know what the most powerful one is? You, the citizens, if you stick together and you say, I don't care what Hochul says, I don't care what Joe Biden says, I will not conform. I won't conform to something that is against the law, against me. I'm not going to do it. Many people call me. I talked about one guy, one young man who said, Kevin, I need my job, blah, blah, blah. I said, man, you know what? I needed the money that Fox was offering me. When I was a contributor, it wasn't like I'm rich. It was a nice, fat, six-figure salary that I got from Fox. And you know what I said when they told me that I had to sacrifice my character? I said, keep your freaking money. It's not worth it. See, I can tell you, my price, now, you know, six figures. Could it have been seven? Would I have done differently? No. Could it have been 10? Maybe. I ain't gonna lie. But here's the thing. I wasn't a slave to it. I didn't need it to pay my bills. It was extra. It allowed me to play catch up. It was needed. Being honest. But you know what I told them? Screw you. I'm not gonna do it. You had a choice. We all have choices. So when Hochul says, I'd do it all over again, you got to ask yourself why. These people that want to grab your guns while you're in danger. And you know who's most in danger? If you quote Joe Biden on airlines and how big the seats are and how much the charges are, you know what else is dangerous? What's dangerous are the most dangerous are black neighborhoods. Joe should be a lot less worried about it. If you guys hadn't heard it, we'll play the clip in the next hour. I know you've heard it because it was all the rage last week. But the point is, if Joe wants to help black people, he can make neighborhoods more safe. He can make neighborhoods more safe by getting off of this anti-gun nonsense and saying to black people, arm yourselves, protect yourselves, putting more police in black areas of town, giving them, you know, more responsibility, more money for putting themselves more in harm's way. Not that money is going to make me take a bullet for those silly Negroes. But instead now, cops are being hunted down. And I could go on. These people are wrong on everything. Here's these guys talking about, I think it was Kudlow, Larry Kudlow. And he was talking about Joe Biden's energy policy. Just check this out.
GOP Senate pickups in Pennsylvania, Nevada, and Georgia. All that could give the Republicans a 52-48 Senate. Arizona, very close. And later in the show, by the way, we're going to have former General Donald Bolduc. He's the GOP candidate in New Hampshire, where that race is a toss-up. Could be one of the big surprises. But I'm particularly interested in content and message. And it is still, for the Senate races, inflation and the economy. Up in New Hampshire, for example, this is so important, Electricity rates are soaring. Blackouts are threatening. Natural gas and home heating oil is short. So what is Democrat Senator Maggie Hassan's solution? Sell more out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Also, use the home heating reserve. That's the wrong answer. That's a Biden answer. People don't believe in Biden answers anymore. He is incapable of telling the truth about the economy or the energy situation. How is it that the entire Democratic Party, really, it seems like the entire Democratic Party will not recognize the power, the efficiency, and the importance of the American oil and gas business? It's like the progressives are suffering from this thick blanket of amnesia that we have a fossil fuel industry at all, that the industry is capable of solving problems like high prices or fuel shortages. It employs 11 million people. It impacts literally hundreds and hundreds of everyday necessities in our lives. It may be the single most important, urgent answer to the crisis of stagflation. Now, today, Vice President Kamala Harris, with a straight face, mind you, holds a presser and attacks diesel-powered school buses and then blames them for our kids' education underperformance. Really, ma'am? That's the issue. Not your opposition to parental involvement or your subservience to the teachers' union's critical race theory and gender and sexual ID mandates. Blame diesel buses.
That was a great analysis by Larry Kudlow. He started out by saying, you got what, and for the record, I don't know how these races are close. I mean, but I'm biased. So let's just go with it. Let's pretend that we care about the polls and it's believable. So, potential for Senate pickups in Pennsylvania, obviously. Oz over a dude who suffered a stroke that, as I said, looks like he was Billy Bob Thornton in Sling Blade. Nevada, haven't followed the race. Georgia, Herschel Walker supposedly now in one poll, polling ahead of Warnock. Maybe Kemp will use that cheating mechanism and give Walker the lead in that one. He says just with those, it could give the Republicans a 52-48 Senate. Then he throws in Arizona. I think Blake Masters is going to beat Mark Kelly. As long as there's no cheating, if they can't cheat, don't use a Sharpie, folks. Take your ballot in, use a number two pencil. Don't use a Sharpie. They can't beat us. Says New Hampshire is a toss-up. Who would have thought that? I wouldn't. Says content and message, and that the message is this: inflation and the economy, those are the biggest things. I believe inflation and the economy kind of go hand in hand, so that's really one thing. And the second thing is crime, but he focused on the other stuff. So in New Hampshire, he said electricity rates are soaring. The senator there wants to use the home heating reserve. Now, they've already tapped the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, trying to bring down the price of gas, all while decrying the petroleum industry, right? So now she wants, let's tap the home heating supply. So what do you do if we have a surge? I mean, I don't know how much is in there. I didn't even know we had one. Did you? A home heating reserve? I didn't know that. Makes sense. I mean, if it's too cold and you don't want your citizens starving, you want to be able to dispatch, you know, product out there. And he goes on, he says, they lie about the economy, they've lied about the energy situation. And this is the most critical piece. Democrats only look at oil and gas in the sense of gasoline and petroleum products, and they don't get it. There are literally hundreds of products that have to run on some sort of petroleum stuff, and the byproduct is everything that comes out of the ground. If you stop the mass production of what comes out of the ground, what do you think is going to happen to the price of anything that requires petroleum? It's going to soar. Hundreds of everyday products. And then what do? Kamala Harris, because they issue a $50 billion bill, your tax money, to go to electric vehicle buses. They then say, it's those diesel-powered buses that are the reason why students couldn't learn. Now, as he ended with, and he didn't get to finish saying it, but what if these buses, weren't these the same buses we've been taking kids in for the whole time we've had schools? When did suddenly diesel buses become the problem? Since never.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.